So what's the overarching lesson in all this stuff? When you don't fit in a box, you're going to be persecuted. When you walk in the Spirit by faith, you're going to be persecuted. When you have joy and peace and your heart's right via the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted. Because the Wile E. Coyote system has to chase you. The flesh has to persecute the spirit. That's in the Bible. Apostle Paul said that. Speaking of Apostle Paul, while I'm thinking about it, somebody sent me an email and said, why is everybody attacking Apostle Paul? Same concept. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. He knew it. He just wanted to see my opinion. He already knew. And my response was, my first response was, the reason they attacked Paul is because Paul said the woman was made for the man, not the man for the woman, and wives should submit to the husband. And you might say, well, how come the whole system is, if that's true, why does the whole system hate Paul? Because if you unfold that to its root, the devil hated authority of God. And so the devil was trying to make a copy in Eve. The devil wanted to commune with Eve. And if you commune with the devil, you're going to be rebellious and you're going to fall and only be your own God. So all these system players, even the legalist so-called Christians, because they say faith plus works, they're not really trusting the finished work of Jesus. So are they really saved? Because if you think about it, the legalist, the faith plus works, wants to be their own God. They think they can get themselves back to heaven. They're no different than what Eve did. They're no different than the devil, wanting to be their own God. The whole system's a works-based system. You got to be good enough. You got to climb the totem pole. And so the reason Apostle Paul, God, Jesus, born-again saints are hated, because we believe in the authority of God. We believe in the authority of God. If you have a Jezebel system who hates God and wants to usurp God and think they're smarter than God, when actually God, you know, this is so funny how the Dr. Fauci and the Bill Gates of the world, they think they can... I mean, do they not look at the grave? Don't they know they're going to die one day? Don't they know they're going to die one day? How can they avoid seeing the fact that they're going to die? How can they avoid that? If you're going to die, that means what? In the flesh, it's nothing but sin. Sin and death. Jesus rose again. The elect who were saved before Jesus went down in the earth, they were held, right? Until Jesus rose from the dead, and then Jesus led captivity captive. He that descended into the earth is also he that ascended into heaven. And so then you actually saw the saints come out of the grave, walking on earth till they got their new body. Jesus conquered death. The last enemy is death, but has been conquered by Jesus. So how do these Dr. Fake, Dr. Gate, so-called doctor, thinks he's a doctor, how do these people think they're God? Even the witches and the warlocks and the Gnostics and all the legalists who think they can be good enough, how do they end up thinking they're God? How do they think they can do it in their own power? I don't care who it is, if they're Pentecostal, they believe they can keep themselves. The Pentecostal thinks they can keep themselves saved. What's up with that? No, you're sealed until the day of redemption by His Spirit, not of works, lest any man should boast. You're sealed because you received Christ into your heart by faith. And so the Apostle Paul was hated. You're going to be hated. If you're a saved woman, the Jezebel women will hate you. If you're a saved man, men, the Jezebel system will hate you. If you're anybody who claims to be saved by faith alone, they will hate you and they will lie about you and persecute you. But you gotta know it's not even against you, it's Christ in you. It's the truth. They hate the truth. So if you take it back to its root, the devil wanted to usurp God. But Eve believed the lie. She ate the lie. She communed with the devil. And she believed the lies of the devil. And so the Eve thought she could be her own God. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's all it is. All these people who claim to be gods, their root issue is lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's why they want to name it, claim it. That's why they want to manifest millions and all. God already give you. If you got your health, you got wealth. I mean, they want to be served instead of served. They don't want to wash feet. They want their feet to be washed. Yeah, you can manifest some stuff. But if you're a child of God, God has to use any means possible to cleanse the heart. He might cleanse the heart with your finances, with your health, with your... God is pulling you out of Babylon. God is pulling you... God cares more about holiness than He does your pocketbook or your wallet. God cares more about your holiness than your wallet or your pocketbook. Hello? If you have to struggle and sacrifice for a season, for 40 years even, it's all about bringing you into holiness. Yeah, the money's fake. Yeah, the system's fake. It's all lies. And that's what He's trying to do, get you to wake up, to look at your heart. The outside's a simulation. He's allowing you to be in this repeat time cycle to wake up to the inner man and to look at your heart. If you're introspective of what God is doing in your own heart, let's say something happens at work or home or whatever. If something usually if something makes somebody really mad, it's because of what's in them. I used to get mad at the Jezebel. I'd fight the Jezebel. Why would the Jezebel spirit make me angry? Because evidently I had some Jezebel patterns that I needed to crucify, that I didn't know about. So when I realized, when I woke up, that the Jezebel is weak and has no power, and to argue with Jezebel, you're just becoming a copy of her or it or the system, whatever it is. He, she, it, whatever it is. The Jezebel system is not necessarily a female. It's the Jezebel spirit is rebellion, plain and simple. So in Adam, all died. Adam went down with the ship. He made a choice, just like Jesus went down with the ship. He made a choice. But Jesus rose from the dead. The first Adam couldn't raise from the dead because he was a human. All humans are fallen. He fell. He chose to fall. But the second Adam was sin free. The seed from above, the seed from the Father. So Adam and Eve had seed. They had Cain and Abel, right? So their seed was natural seed, but there's a spiritual seed. There's a spiritual birthing. And so the spiritual birthing is what you should be focused on, the spiritual seed of the word, you know. But the common denominator, whether it's a legalist, whether it's a Jezebel spirit, they hate authority. And the reason they hate authority is because they hate a God. They hate God's authority. They hate order in the home. They hate the natural, the man and the woman marriage. They hate that because that's normal. That's natural. They hate anything that's upright and normal to point back to Christ and His church. The reason they don't really understand why it's bad, because they're not saved. They don't understand that it's all a type and a shadow of Christ and His church. The reason they go out here and do abortions is because they don't understand that it's a real life. If God's conceived in the womb, you know? These types and shadows and these patterns that God set, and He set them, a lot of them, in Deuteronomy, you know? The man shouldn't wear the female clothes, and the female shouldn't wear the man's clothes. I mean, I know women wear jeans today, but it's they usually go to the woman's department to buy them, you know, or they should. The man's the head of the home because that's the type of Christ. The woman is the church, type of the church, so she submits. Can she give advice? Yes. Is she? There's a lot. I've talked to a lot of sisters online. They know that word. They know the Bible. They just married the wrong man, a lot of times. They married a Jezebel man. But maybe they did because they had some Jezebel in them still that needed to be cut. It's not going to happen overnight. Once you get saved, there's a lot of cutting and turning and twisting and pulling and dragging. A backslidden heifer. You get saved out of Babylon, you're still a backslidden heifer when it comes to getting your mind right. You're saved, you're sealed, but God has to cleanse and wash and turn and cycle. So that's what we're in. We're in a washing machine. We're in a 3D washing machine. The cycle. You want to know what 3D reality is? It's a washing machine. It's a fax machine. It's a Turing machine. It's a turning machine. Anything that man can make, that's what he's in. It's an air conditioning machine. Mother Earth is a machine to brew you. If you can make a coffee machine to brew coffee, that's what you're in. Anything that you make, anything that you do, you sew clothes, you're in a fabric of space-time. Anything that you can do as a human, that's what you're in. You can only do what you're in. Because that's the only thing you can understand. That's why when an angel can materialize right in front of you and then disappear, you're like, how's that possible? Because you're not used to that. You don't know what that means. Until you become a new creature on the inside, you can't understand the spiritual stuff. So if I tell somebody who's lost, and I say, you see that washing machine over there? And they say, yeah. I said, you're in a washing machine. That's what Earth is. They'd say, what, are you crazy? Are you insane? It's a sanctification process. You're in a washing machine, you're in a dryer, you're on a clothesline. Anything that you do, that's what you're in, and you can only understand it because it's what you are. It's what you do. And this is why a person who doesn't have the spirit, they don't understand the spirit of the word. The washing of the water of the word. They don't understand how the seed of the word of God will change you and cleanse you and develop you. How can a word change you? How can How can words from on high change you into a new creature? How's that even possible? Well, until you experience it, you don't know what it means. How can the Bible change you until you get saved by faith and then you start reading it and you start to see yourself change? You can look at yourself from the outside in. You say, I used to think like that person. I don't think like that anymore. You used to be bitter. You used to be in unforgiveness. You used to hate your neighbor. You used to be worried and all upset over the news when you realize just a repeat. There's nothing new under the sun. So as you study the Word, Proverbs, Psalms, New Testament, you start to see past this thing. You start to see past the 3D drama into the spirit realm. And what happens is what? You start to have insight from above and not below. Guy's got a motorcycle he's riding. He's riding a motorcycle. It has two wheels, a motor. You might say, well, how's that reply spiritually? The wheel within the wheel. As you turn stuff over in your mind, it's like a wheel. It's a turning. And so as you turn new concepts, you're birthed into a destination. So the motorcycle is taking him to a destination, a destiny. So as you turn the truth over in your mind, you become a new creature day by day. Your destination is not outside, but inside. That's why it's a fractal holographic projection. Even though I go down the street, I'm the same person. But I can sit in one place and meditate and become a new creature and don't have to move. But I can go ahead and go down the street. And if I'm meditating on the same truth, I become a new creature. Doesn't matter if I move or not. I'm headed towards my destiny, the sanctification process. So the motor is a machine, a machine, Mother Earth, material realm, matter. So the daily cycles, the woman has the cycle, the 28-day cycle birthed into her. So the moon's is what? It's a 28-day cycle. Why? You're not moving. You're not going anywhere. You're not leaving the earth. If you believe all the lies that you're going to leave the earth, that they left the earth, they never went to the moon. Stupid people. They never left the earth. Why would you want to leave the water and the atmosphere that is surrounding you to keep you alive? Go to the moon with a little helmet on when there's no pressure and also is minus 450 degrees. So they're trying to keep they're in a vacuum, right? They're trying to keep their vessel and their suit from collapsing in on itself, and they're trying to rotate enough to stay warm. What happens if it don't rotate? You either burn up or you freeze to death. When the sun hits them, there's nothing to block the, you know how hot it is on Earth with the atmosphere. Well, the spaceship rotated, so the hot and the cold, they regulated it. Yeah, whatever. It's so fake. It's such a lie, it's not even funny. Why is it sometimes you can be 26 miles and take a telescope and see the other side of the ocean, see an island, and it looks like a flat earth, but then other times you can look across and you don't see nothing. What's that about? Well, you find what you're looking for in the hologram. I know it's a hologram. I am 100% sure we're in a hologram. And the reason I know that is because H-O-L-O is holy. G-R-A-M is writ. You're in a book. You're in a 3D book. And it's a cartoon. But everybody's... God uses this cartoon to shape us, to morph us into new creatures. That's why it's called Morpheus in the Matrix movie. Because Neo was being morphed into a new creature. He went from Neo to the One. So you're being morphed from Neo to the One. Morpheus. I need to look up the word morpheme. You're being changed and morphed and brewed and sanctified day by day in the inner man. I don't care if you go to the mountains, the beach, China, Russia, you're still there. You're still the same person, and God has to use the system that you're in, wherever you're at, to cut out some of those Jezebel flesh tools as you walk in the spirit, not in the flesh.